So let's review. Our shir began with the Mishnah, which we'll review according to the explanation of Ravin in the conclusion of the Gemara. Zok the Mishnah. Shtei chatzeres zulef nemizu. Two chatzeres, one inside the other. Where the inner chatzer's only exit and entrance is through the outer chatzer, which gives them drisus aregel, a right of way through the outer chatzer. This right makes the inner residence, to a degree, part of the outer chatzer. The question is, do the inner residents therefore ask the outer chatzer? In other words, do we say that in order to permit carrying the outer chatzer, the inner residents must join with the outer residents in an Eruv, since they are part of it, and it would be forbidden to carry in the outer chatzer if they did not join, as in any chatzer where some of their residents did not participate in the Eruv? Kiyasu Ravin Amr Rabbi Yannai. Ravin explained in the name of Rabbi Yannai that there are three opinions in this matter. The Tanakhama holds that only regel hasur b'mkayim will aser, which means if the inner chatzer cannot carry in their own chatzer because they did not make an Eruv of their own, they also ask the outer chatzer. Regel hamuteres b'mkayim would not aser. If the inner chatzer can carry in their own chatzer because they did make an Eruv of their own, they do not aser the outer chatzer. Rabbi Kiva holds that even regel hamuteres b'mkayim will aser the outer chatzer. The Chacham holds that even regel hasur b'mkayim does not aser the outer chatzer. Now let's return to the Mishnah. If the inner chatzer made an Erev and the outer did not, carrying the inner chatzer is permitted because they made an Erev, carrying the outer chatzer is forbidden because they did not make an Erev. The issue of drisus aregel is moot in this case. If the outer chatzer made an Erev and the inner did not, it is us to carry in both of them. The inner one because it does not have an Erev, and the outer one is usur even though they made an Erev, because of the drisa regal of the inner chatzer, which is regal hasur b'mkayma. Erev zula atzma b'zula atzma. If each made an independent Erev, but they did not join together in a single Erev, there are three opinions in the Mishnah. Tanakhama says, zumutes b'fnei atzma b'zumutes b'fnei atzma. The residents of each chatzer can carry in the respective chatzer, the inner one because it has its own Erev, and the outer one also has its own Erev. The drisus regal of the inner chatzer does not aser because it is regal hamuteres b'mkayma. Rabbi Kiva oyser hachitzayna. So drisus regal oyser asa. The outer chatzer is aser because the drisus regal of the inner chatzer does aser because regal hamuteres b'mkayma also asers. The chacham maimim ein drisus regal oyserta. The chacham hold kashem shregal hamuteres ein oyseres kach regal hasura ein oyseres. The drisus regal of the inner chatzer never asers even when they are regal hasura b'mkayma. The Mishnah continues with the latest case, where both chatzeres made an independent Erev. Shochach echad min achitzayin b'lay Erev. One of the outer residents forgot to participate in the Erev. Hapanimus muteres v'achitzayin asura. Carrying the inner chatzer is permitted. Their Erev is valid because all the residents participated. Carrying the outer chatzer is forbidden. Their Erev is not valid because one of their residents did not participate. The issue of drisa regal is moot in this case. Min hapanimus v'lay Erev shtein asuras. If one of the inner residents forgot to participate in their Erev, both chatzeres are forbidden. The inner one because its Erev is not valid, and the outer one is also even though they made an Erev, because of the drisus aregel of the inner chatzer, which is regel hasur b'mkayma. This is in accord with both Rabbi Kiva and the Tanakhama. The Mishnah continues with a case of where the two chatzeres joined in one Erev. Rashi explains in Av Samach Vav Amud Beis. This was customarily accomplished by each chatzer first collecting an independent Erev to allow carrying in their chatzer. One chatzer would then bring their Erev to the other chatzer. Zok the Mishnah. Nosnei Reuven b'makim echad. Or as the Brisa writes, Nosnei Reuven b'chitzayna. They placed both Erevin in the outer chatzer. V'shachach echad b'ena min chitzayna b'ena min apnimis v'lo Erev. One of the residents, whether from the outer or inner chatzer, forgot to participate in the Erev. Shtein asuris, both chatzeres are forbidden. As Rashi explains, if one of the outer residents forgot, the outer chatzer is obviously asur because the Erev is not valid. The inner chatzer is also asur, even though they all participated in their original Erev, but now that they are joined with the outer chatzer in one Erev, they are likewise left with an invalid Erev. You might suggest the following solution, which sometimes works. The achta dasha umishtamsha. Literally, they close the door between them and use their chatzer, which means the inner chatzer declares the joint Erev dissolved and reverts to separate Erevin. Their original Erev would be valid since they all participate in it. However, in this case, it would not allow them to carry in their inner chatzer, because their original Erev is in the outer chatzer, and by separating from the outer chatzer, they are left with no Erev at all. If one of the inner residents forgot, the inner chatzer is obviously asur, because the Erev is not valid. The outer chatzer is also asur, even though they all participate in their original Erev, because of the drisus regal of the inner chatzer, which is regal hasur b'mkayma. The Brisa adds, Nasna Reuven b'pnimis. If the joint Erev was placed in the inner chatzer, it would depend. Shachach echad min apanim is v'le'irim shtein asuris. If one of the inner residents forgot, both chatzeres are asur because, as in the previous case, the inner chatzer is obviously asur, and the outer chatzer is asur because of the drisa regal of the inner chatzer, which is regal asur b'mkayma. Rashi adds, theoretically, even if they could somehow keep the inner chatzer out and separate from them, it would not help because they do not have the erev, it's in the inner chatzer. Minachitzoinim lo'erev. If one of the outer residents forgot, Chacham Oimrim bezu penimis muteres v'chitzoin asura. The inner chatzer can carry because they can separate from the outer chatzer since the erev is located in their chatzer. The outer chatzer cannot carry simply because they have no erev at all once the inner chatzer separates from them. Rebbe Akiva holds shtein asuras in this case as well. The Gemara explains the machlokes as follows. When two chatzeres join in one erev, one chatzer cannot unilaterally decide to dissolve the joint erev without cause. However, in this case, the Chacham allowed because the inner chatzer claims, L'skuni shitfasicha, l'loy lavasi, I entered into this partnership to benefit, so that I may carry in my chatzer and not to be harmed by you. Since the outer chatzer is causing the inner chatzer to be asur, they are entitled to separate. Rebbe Akiva holds we do not allow the inner chatzer to separate, because there is a simple solution to allow the inner chatzer to carry, by the outer chatzer being mevat rashus to the inner chatzer. However, this option is available only according to Rebbe Akiva, who holds yesh bitl rishus mechatzel chatzer. But according to the Chum, this option is not available because they hold ein bitl rishus mechatzel chatzer, therefore we must allow them to separate. The final halach in the Mishnah. Vim hoyu shel yechidim, einan tzrichin la'arv. If the two chatzers each had only one person, they do not need a joint eruv. The drisa regal of the inner chatzer does not aser because it is regal hamuteres v'mkayma. The seif of the Mishnah is a continuation of the Tanakama.